Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and today we are going to dive into one of my favorite topics. And this is the number one contributor to your success. And that number one contributor is not that you have thousands of Instagram or Facebook followers. Can I get an amen? Thank you, Jesus, for that one. And it's also not that you have the perfect website, the perfect blog, the perfect podcast. Thank you for that as well. And it's definitely not that you have learned how to create really fun, cool TikTok videos or reels on Instagram. Granted, those are really fun to watch, but they are not going to contribute to your success near as much as this one thing. Also, it's nothing to do with a how-to. You know, I've been talking to a lot of entrepreneurs recently as I get ready to launch our Shift Sales Soar beta course, and talking to people that are already successful and people of, you know, that are launching a new business. And I've been asking the ones that already have a successful business, what was it that you wish you knew when you first started? And what are you glad you know now? And they all know that this one thing that I'm about to mention is the it thing. Whereas the people who are either struggling in their business or they're trying to figure out what they want to do and start a business, or maybe they are just getting ready to launch a new business, they all want to know the how-tos. They think they need to know, well, how do I do an Instagram reel? How do I get on Pinterest? How do I create a website? How do I find new customers? How do I? And that doesn't matter as much. I mean, they're all important, but the number one contributor to your success in business, and I would venture to say in life as well, is mindset. It's the thoughts you think. Because here's the thing, you can know how to do everything, know how to do anything, but if your mind is not in the right place, you will not be successful. If that wasn't a true statement, think about it, people, ladies and gentlemen, we would all be skinny, healthy, and rich, right? Because most of us know what we need to do in order to be healthy. We know that we should eat the apples more than the apple cider donuts. But if you're like me, you do both. We know we should probably, in order to be healthy, we probably shouldn't have as much caffeine as we do, or enjoy as many glasses of wine or, you know, beer, alcohol, or whatever that we might. We know that we need to, you know, lower our calorie count and increase our movement. We know if we want to be rich that we need to save more, we need to spend less. We know that we shouldn't put things on credit card. We know all these things, but we don't do it. Why? Because our thinking is not in the right place. So it's all in our mindset, because when our mind shifts, then we could take all those things that we've learned and we know, and we can use them now because we're ready to receive it, because our mind is in the right place and the right frame to take that information and to use it. All those things, you know, there's been so many times in my life that I had a reason to buckle down on my finances and get them straight. And when I did that, I did well, but when it's not front in mind, not that great. Same thing with my health and exercise. If I have a big goal that I'm working on that's important to me, I'll do it. But otherwise, no, I'm going to have the apple cider donut. It's not that important to me. Now, here's the good news. All of what I'm talking about can be learned. This is a learned skill. And normally, we're not great with our mindset for different reasons. And it might be that you grew up with a very low deserve level. Now, we are not going to go into blaming mom and dad and all that stuff for how we're thinking today. We're taking responsibility for how we think and act today. That's the only thing we have. but maybe we just have that low deserve level for whatever reason. Maybe we have self-sabotaging talk. So self-talk. So what we say to ourselves just is not healthy. Like some of you talk really bad to yourself, like things you would never, ever, ever say to your best friend or to your sister, but you say it to yourself that you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, you're too old, you're too young, all of those things. Maybe it's we're allowing what others are saying to us or about us, or even in general, maybe we're just listening to too much negativity out there and it's bringing us down. And all of those things, that's why I really can't stress mindset enough. And in our Shift Sales Soar course, I spent a lot of time talking about this, because I know from experience of working with hundreds of other women that if your mindset is not ready to receive and you're not ready to move in the right direction, it doesn't matter what you learn and what you are taught and what course you take. Your mindset has to be open and ready to receive. Now, again, the good news is you can learn all of these things. And we dive into that. We dive into that about who are you hanging around? Who are you listening to? What books are you reading? What habits have you created? Do you have a gratitude journal? All of those things make a difference when it comes to your mindset. There's also something to be said about a scarcity mindset. This is a huge one. And I see this with so many people that they think there's never enough. And I'm reading a book from Brené Brown, The Gifts of Imperfection, and she shares a chapter in there about scarcity mindset. And I'm going to read a snippet of it here in a second. But I want to talk to you a little bit about that, because I hear this from so many women I've worked with, that there's not enough customers, or there's not enough time. That's a huge thing. I don't have enough time, or I don't have enough knowledge, or I don't have enough years left in my life. Right now, I've been working with some women who are launching their, I call it the second voyage, their second career. They're ready to move into the next phase of their life. And in the back of their mind, some of them have this thought that there's not enough time for them to learn how to run a successful business, but there's more than enough time. So scarcity mindset is a huge one that I see show up in so many people's lives. And that's one that just is keeping people held down and keeping them from the success that they deserve and that God wants them to have. So I want to read you this little snippet from Brené Brown's book. And she shared this. Put my glasses on. She shared a little bit from her friend Lynn Twist's book called The Soul of Money. So this is actually from that book, but it's shared in The Gifts of Imperfection from Brené Brown. And Lynn was talking about just the scarcity mindset and why we end up with it. It's actually quite interesting, and it totally makes sense. Just with the way the world is today, that, you know, our first thoughts that we wake up with are, I didn't get enough sleep. And then it's, I don't have enough time. And then it's not enough, not enough, not enough. Everything's not enough. So all day long, starting from the minute we pop out of bed and the alarm clock goes off, we have this mindset of not enough. And that's that scarcity mindset. But she goes on to say, we each have the choice in any setting to step back and let go of the mindset of scarcity. Once we let go of scarcity, we can discover surprising truth of sufficiency. By sufficiency, I don't mean a quantity of anything. Sufficiency isn't two steps up from poverty or one step short of abundance. It isn't a measure of barely enough or more than enough. Sufficiency isn't an amount at all. It is an experience, a context we generate, a declaration, a knowing that there is enough and that we are enough. Sufficiency resides inside of each of us, and we can call it forward. It is a consciousness, an attention, an intentional choosing of the way we think about our circumstances. And I want you to really dwell on that and start thinking about your circumstances and know that you are enough. And when you can start doing the little things, like she talked about just in that scarcity mindset, but whatever mindset is holding you back from that success, that's keeping you stuck, you can learn how to break through, how to break out of that. And so many different ways to do that. But that truly is the number one contributor to your success. So it's something that's worth diving into, researching, paying attention to it, and just start on that note, pay attention to what are your thoughts? What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to others? What are you allowing others to say to you throughout your day? Start just paying attention to it. That's the first step in getting your mindset where it needs to be in order to be open and ready to receive all the abundance that's out there waiting for you. So, as always, I would love to hear from you. What did I share today that resonated with you? What part of mindset do you feel like is keeping you stuck? And what's the first step that you can do to start breaking through from that? Drop me a DM on Instagram or shoot me an email at sherrymiterco@gmail.com. I'll put it all in the show notes and let me know what you got out of today's show.